Well, good evening, you all. Kenji here from the Red Rocks. And during this very important eclipse day, and I'm sure many of you partook of that in some way or another. And if any of you, or if you know of anyone that maybe got a little discombobulated from today, this activation would be very appropriate to help soothe the emotional flows and everything. So today we are going to talk about and get into emotional mastery. And this is something that doesn't happen overnight, but takes, as you all know, homework, continual commitment on a daily and weekly basis. So what we're going to do is we're going to begin to call forth the Masters of Wisdom and the Sacred Heart of the Earth to be a part of this activation for you and anyone else that will listen to this activation, including your pets, for they do take on your emotions and they will act it out in whatever way they can to show you exactly what's happening. Okay, let's just take a deep breath and begin to get comfortable. Make sure your spine is well supported. So we do dare say that the emotions are probably the heaviest aspect that you can experience in a human body, and that the emotions have given humanity the most problem, challenges, issues. And as you know, emotions have been a part of all of the big wars that have been on the planet, and have been a big part of disagreements, conflict, all those things that you see being played out in the news and in the newspapers and the magazines, plus what you see on YouTube and other related channels of information. Okay, so we're going to focus today on your good old solar plexus. So we're going to take a few moments as we continue this presentation for you to bring your focus to the solar plexus. So wherever you are, wherever you're spacing out, wherever your thoughts are, just bring your awareness and focus to your solar plexus. And just hang out there. Now, you may have wondered from time to time how the masters in our history have handled their emotional body, how the gurus have handled it, the saints and the sages and the avatars and all the rest. Well, indeed, they had their emotional makeup just like you do. They weren't immune from experiencing emotions, the whole range of emotions. So we're going to call in the masters to come in a little bit deeper here towards the earth plane. You can imagine, like, you know, when you go to a concert, you know, the seats start filling up slowly but surely. So it's like that. The masters are slowly arriving here for your benefit. And into activation, if you get certain telepathic communications from certain ascended masters, that's what it's for. So trust what you get. So somewhere when we created our human bodies, at some point, we created the emotional body and the mental body to help facilitate the human experience. So we were mind, we were body, we were emotions, and we were spirit, soul. And the idea is to have all of these connected and working together, like how pieces of the orchestra come together through the conductor to produce some really great, beautiful music. So you can produce very beautiful music once all of your working parts are in order and not disconnected or traumatized, if you will. Take a deep breath. Now, originally, the emotional body served somewhat like a filter in which to express vocally and through movement and vibrationally our experiences that we were having on the earth plane. And when our mental bodies were created, it allowed us to be able to think with logic, to be able to reason, if you will, and come to conclusions from that perspective as well. Now, sometimes, well, somewhere along the path of evolution, perhaps there were humans that experienced discord between the mental body and the emotional body. And there you'd have this tug of war of how do you reconcile like what you're thinking versus what you're feeling in producing action in the world and manifesting. Do you trust one or the other? Because if you trust both, sometimes it appears that they're at odds with each other. And whom do you trust? But there's another level here that was forgotten for a long time, and that was the soul body or the heart. And our intuition comes through the heart, comes through as a kinesthetic impression, if you will, that bypasses the need for logic and analyzing and thinking. And today we're going to spend some time with that aspect, emotional mastery. And you're probably wondering, how can I balance out these emotions, these extreme emotions? It's like the pendulum swinging back and forth. And one day I'm really good and high and centered and together. And 2 days later, I'm like an emotional wreck. I'm a mess. I'm scattered. Can't think. Got headaches. Upset stomach. Insomnia. Restless leg syndrome. We will mention here, because it was brought to our attention today, about the effects of heavy metals in the body regarding your emotions, the effects of chemtrails on your brain and your nervous system, the effects of dirty water, shall we say, chlorinated water, chemicalized water, affecting your chemistry on a deep level, subatomic level, shall we say, of your body. Sugars, table salt, mercury fillings, electromagnetic radiation poisoning. So, the chemicals in our foods and our soil, not to mention all the stuff in our air that we don't see, but we are breathing in 24/7. So if you take all these things from what we eat and drink and breathe in and are subject to, that is a lot of information that the body has to process somehow. And how much of all that affects your moods, And if you were born not in a normal way, but perhaps had a little difficulty, you might have ended up with what is perceived as some brain damage or brain challenges, if you will, ADHD, etc. So how much of our emotional makeup is affected by external chemicals and radiation and such versus our own belief systems, and how much of the health of our body plays into our emotional makeup? So we wish you to consider these things in this activation and tonight and tomorrow and into next month to contemplate what are the stressors that bring about emotional imbalance. So it has been said that one of the indicators of graduating from this plane, this physical plane, density, shall we say. So one of the markers is emotional mastery. That means being able to manage in a divinely balanced way all your emotions without suppressing them, without going into denial, but being able to fully accept and express, when necessary, your emotional makeup. So take a deep breath. We're going to give everyone permission, your inner child, permission to be fully, spontaneously expressive in a very balanced and manageable way, whatever that means for you. So if you've been told, don't say that, don't do that, and you remember those imprints when you were very young, and you still feel perhaps somewhere that you're being affected by being shut down on certain levels emotionally, give yourself permission to open up those levels. Now, the eclipse today brings about big changes, among other things. And you may have noticed that there was some deep levels of peace yesterday and this morning. So we want you to remember that feeling. So this eclipse can trigger in our near future some very chaotic events, as well as some very beautiful events. And this eclipse could have triggered certain people to do some very strange things. So just know that eclipses are triggers and can also help to shape the destiny of the earth. So let's take a deep breath. We're going to move a little bit more into the activation. So I want you to breathe into the earth from your solar plexus. Breathe deep into the sacred heart of the earth. We're going to use the directions here. So this is the south. Grounding, the way that you express and manifest on the earth. Really breathe into this and really feel for the first time a sense of more complete connection with the earth, a sense of a deeper oneness. And you can ask the earth to help bring you clarity as to why you are here and your life purpose, your mission. If you feel you have a little resistance to going very deep with this grounding, not to worry. Just breathe and accept and allow. Breathe in the healing that you're ready for with your emotions. Whatever you are going to experience, make it completely okay, without judgment, without analyzing, just accept. If you call forth any of the masters, they will help support you in being one with whatever you are experiencing. If you have pain in the body, if you are going through some medical challenges, just breathe into that. Now, if you're experiencing with your medical challenge as an example, or your survival challenge on the planet, let's try this little simple fun technique and just simply move it aside. Whatever it is that's been bothering you, that's been heavy in your heart, heavy in your body, just move it to the side. Those emotions, so you can begin to let the light shine more deeply through your body. And some of this will not even be your energy. So we can ask at this point, are you carrying other people's emotions and feelings in your body because you want to help them? Or because you care for them? And these usually are family members. You could ask your pets if they are carrying any of your energy in their body. So stay focused in the solar plexus, bring your awareness there, and keep that grounding going from the solar plexus down into the earth. There are beautiful angelic presences within the earth that hardly anybody talks about. These are different than nature spirits and elementals. These beautiful beings are the higher dimensional levels within the inner earth that have chosen to support the ascension of this planet. Breathe in the power that you are the master of your destiny. You are the master of your emotional destiny. And that you have ownership and power over all emotions. So now is the time to energetically re-own your emotional body, whatever that means for you. Take a deep breath. Continue to breathe in deep healing for your emotional body. Now, some of you have been carrying for a very long time some very deep woundings that have been stuck in the solar plexus as well as other parts of your body. So now, give yourself permission to begin to release that trapped energy from your body. Breathe in the power to have the ability to know what is right for you, to know cause and effect, and the reason for. And breathe in the power to have the skill to let it go completely, vibrationally. Giving them your blessings. Always before you release, to give your blessings to that which you are setting free. It's a little bit like a wild bird that's been caged up and is now being set free from the cage to go back to its natural environment. If you begin to experience the tears within the eyes, this is good. Allow the tears to cleanse literally the eyeball, the eye socket. The saline solution in your eyes is very cleansing. Okay, we're going to breathe in some clarity now. And you can visualize that as just a very clear energy. Supreme clarity for your emotional body. Giving yourself permission to be fearless. To be fearless in dealing with your emotional body. Moving way beyond being afraid to this place of standing strong within yourself emotionally. To have that unshakable trust that all your feelings are good, no matter what they have been labeled. It's energy moving. It's energy in motion. Let that energy move through your belly. Okay, we're going to get deeper into this activation now from the solar plexus. We're going to extend the focus up into the heavens, past the heavens, into the great central sun. Still keeping your focus within the earth and at your solar plexus. You are strengthening your vertical axis, so to speak. Bringing your awareness deep above the crown of your head, deep into your spirit. And as you are staying focused above your head, know that you are freeing more of your spirit to be here on the earth plane. And now we're going to connect the north-south axis within you. That which is above you and that which is deeply beneath you within the earth, the beautiful earth. And you're simply going to feel that central channel becoming stronger, keeping your focus within the solar plexus. That's the generator point. That's your core. Breathe through there. Put your hand there. It's above your stomach and just below where your rib cage ends. Plexus meaning like a gathering of different channels. Solar referring to the sun energies. So your solar plexus is like a junction point, if you will, for the solar frequencies. Remembering the solar eclipse from today? Now, keep centered in your solar plexus until you feel a balancing happening. In the solar plexus, you are calibrating new beginnings. As above, so below. Okay, we're going to extend now your focus to the left, to the whole left side of your body. Going out about 3 feet to your left. And you're going to simply just become aware of that space. Staying focused within the solar plexus. Allowing all feelings and emotions to arise. To pass through the body. Now you're going to move awareness to the right side of your body, out to about 3 feet. You're going to your east. So you were in the west with your focus, and now you're in the east, keeping your attention within the solar plexus. And just become aware of awareness itself. Of consciousness. and how the left side and the right side are beginning to connect themselves through the solar plexus point. So now you have some energy circulating from right to left and left to right, as well as up and down, above you and below you, all being orchestrated through the solar plexus. Okay, so the remainder of this activation, you're going to just become aware of your elements, the north, south, east, and west, and your core, the solar plexus. If you space out and you catch yourself, just come back to center. If you get too stuck in the earth, just bring your awareness back up above your head, up towards this great central sun, refocus and rebalance. If you find yourself too left-sided, bring your awareness a little bit more to the right side until you begin to feel a balance, as if your awareness is like a gyroscope, and when it is spinning at the correct speed, the gyroscope stays right on that piece of string without wobbling. Perfect rotation. All right, staying in this place of center, just bring your awareness to the left side of your body for a moment and invoke those unconscious emotions that you've been out of touch with on a conscious level that are ready for healing, to just invoke its presence to come forth and just feel that. Feel that in the left side of your body, or if you want to feel it in your heart. And you can ask any of the masters that are present now for some clarification. If you are uncertain as to what to do, you can ask any of the masters for some clarity. Or the question, what would you do in this situation? So what could come up could be maybe some unconscious pain that you've been carrying within your body for a long time. Could be a situation that you completely do not understand emotionally. Could be a recent experience that left you a bit devastated and discombobulated, depressed, angry, frustrated, confused, bewildered, very upset. Something that threw you completely off guard and knocked you off your center, and then wiped you out for 2 weeks. It could even be situations of where it happened to others, but you felt it very, very deeply. All you need to do is give yourself permission to feel and experience. And those of you that have held back tears, now is the time to let them flow. You are in a very sacred and safe place to do this. Now, for a moment, just hold this sensation of gratitude in your heart, whatever that means for you. And just let that percolate. You can breathe now this feeling of gratitude into any situation that has happened in your past, person, place, or thing. What you are doing is bringing your blessings into the experience. And that in itself is a big healer. So if you've been shut down in the past and you are really ready to open the doors to finally be your true self and who you came here to be, and breathe in that power through the solar plexus, the power to be those incredible transformational shifts in consciousness. Again, weeping is not a sign of weakness. Actually, a very smart thing to be able to do. You can release the pain of the world. You can release the unconsciousness of the world. The whole purpose of your emotional makeup is to move you forward. It's a driving force that can move mountains. It is that which is behind what we call inspiration and a passionate desire, a passionate attitude to see things change. Emotions is that force behind the vision. It is that what we call passion. The passion to live, the passion to learn, the passion to grow, the passion to enlighten. Without your emotional energy, nothing gets done. It just stays mental, intellectual, and idea. Use your emotions now as the passion to manifest your heart's desires. passion makes you laugh and cry and be angry when you need to be angry. It has been said of Yeshua, also known as Jesus, that he had all the feelings and emotions that all of us have here on the earth plane. And the difference is that he was able to process it and let it go that day. He didn't hang on to it into the dream time or his nightly meditations or his sleep time. But he was able to feel it, to embrace it, to not judge it, and let it go. And that includes all the hatred and anger that was thrown his way. And all those thoughts that said he was a fake and that he wasn't who he said he was. And he felt people's fears. And their judgments, and their hostilities, their anger. He also felt their love, and compassion, and wisdom. He embraced everything without judgment, neither good nor bad, just like Buddha. He never condemned. There were some moments where he doubted himself, but he came to his senses, just like you are. Give yourself permission to use the power of emotions to manifest your dreams. Be not afraid of your emotions. Especially your inspiration, your passion, your joy, your enthusiasm, your laughter, your spontaneity. Okay, staying in your core. Invite a circle of light to be around your body energetically. And we're going to meditate with this circle of light for a number of earth minutes so that you can create an alignment within your emotional body and an alignment with your emotional body, knowing the true nature and purpose of your emotional body. Knowing that your spirit, your I am, can channel directly through your body without having to go through your mental body, your emotional body, or any other body. And I'll call you back when it's time to return. Okay, take a slow, deep breath and begin to refocus back towards your body. Take another deep breath, staying focused within the solar plexus. Feel the balance of your vertical and horizontal. We should thank all the guides and masters that have been present. Deeply appreciate your assistance and your presence. Okay, coming back into full awareness. Coming back more alive, more awake, more of who and what you are. Remembering whatever emotions that continue to rise and come forth, simply embrace it with your mastery, with your love. Give it your blessings. Remember, you are free to express your emotional body. You are the master of your destiny. Your feedback is always appreciated. So until next time, feel the bottoms of your feet. Feel the warmth in your belly. Feel the deep healing that's activating within your heart. Till next time, we send our blessings. Namaste.